Okay, Erica, Nita, Meir, Women's Learning Division of Adas Yeshurun, Tuesday evening, Parshas Vayeshev Tovshin Ayin Hey. We're going to be learning Shmuel Aleph once again, Chof Zion. A lot of Svarim here tonight because of a kasha that bothered me very much from last week. We didn't gloss over it, but we mentioned something about it, and I'm just not so happy. I spent a considerable amount of time. I made a number of phone calls to people. Most of them were really not that helpful. I called some teachers and other people to see if they could answer it. Okay, so let's see what the issue is, and we'll see what we can do about it. Chof Zion. Shmuel Aleph Chof Zion. Let's go with Pasuk Aleph, and then we have to go to Pasuk Zion, and we'll read through the thing, and we'll see what the shail is. Here we go. Vayemed David Levi David said to his heart, we spent all Baruch Hashem a lot of time about that. Ata asafi yamecha b'yad sholein litoiv. Ki molit, yimolit, el Eretz Plishtim, I'm running away to Eretz Plishtim. So tangentially, so to speak, we asked, where is Eretz Plishtim? What is Eretz Plishtim? Is Eretz Plishtim Eretz Yisrael? Is Eretz Plishtim Chutz Laretz? So tonight, for the first time in my life, I would like to give a shiur about Eretz Plishtim. Okay, is that all right with everybody? I'm going to give a shiur about Eretz Plishtim. Let's see if we can do it. Okay. Now, so it says, he went to Eretz Plishtim, but Noash ben Yishol, and Shol will leave me alone if I run there, Lord Sheni, Yoy, Bechol, Gvul, Yishol, and Lada, Tibi, Yadom. We Yachem David. David got up, Yavahu v'sheish b'os ishish harimo el ochish ben ma'och melech gas. Okay, now the shaila is, what is gas? Where is gas? V'yishav David emochish b'gas hu v'anoshav ishu v'eso David ushtei noshav achinom ha'yishreilus v'yigalish yisnova la'karmelis v'yigal l'shol kivorach David. Shaul was told that David ran away to gas while Yosef oil v'akshav yom David alochish. David said to Achish, "If Noma Tosi Chem Beinecha Yitnu Limakum, give me a place. Beachas Ori Asod of Eishar Shom, and let me sit in one of the cities, of the fields, of the suburbs. But Noma Yeshav Avduchaviyam Amlocha Imach. I don't want to sit in the king's city. Let me move to the suburbs of Washington D.C. Beitnu Achish Beyamu who has Tziklag. So he gave him the city of Tziklag. Lachin Hosat Tziklag LeMalchi Yehuda Arahiyem Maser. Okay, stop." Well, let's see one more pasuk. We missed by Yom Hashem Yashav Dov B'Sei Plishtim Yom Ha'Avoch Hadashim. He was in Plishtim for days, 2 days, and 4 months. Now, here we go. Our first issue, problem, whatever you want to refer to it, is that is Plishtim part of Eretz Yisrael or not? That's tonight's issue. You have an answer? No answer. Where is Plishtim? What is Plishtim? Now, from Pasuk Vav, it would seem clearly that Tziklag, which eventually belonged to Malchi Yehuda, if it belonged to Malchi Yehuda, which is in Pasuk Vav, it belonged to Malchi Yehuda, so it must mean that Plishtim is in Eretz Yisrael. That seems to be a fairly clear raya. Plishtim is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, please turn back to Chof Vav, Pasuk Yutes. Chofav Yutes. It says in the Navi, Chofav Yutes, V'yato yishma no Adoni HaMelech. It's Divrei Avdoi. Im Hashem esischo v'yorach vincho, this is when David HaMelech is complaining to Shaul, you chase me, what do you want from me? I took the sword from you and I didn't kill you, right? So, V'im b'nei odom arurim heim l'fnei Hashem ki gershuni ha'yoyim. What type of people are these? They're sending me out today, mistapech, penachas Hashem, leimor, leich avoid Elohim achir. They're telling me to go worship other gods. What is this? They're telling me to go worship other gods.
You said that if he would leave Eretz Yisrael, he would be vulnerable, or that he would.
Otazoi, exactly. So Rashi says, leich avoid Elohim achir. Hayotze Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. If somebody goes from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz, b'zman habayis, ki lo oved avodah zarah. It's as though you're oved avodah zarah. It's as though you're oved avodah zarah. So take a look, please, in the Radak. The Radak in the middle of Pasuk Yutes says, you see it? So the Radak says, "Leich avoid olhim acherim, It's as though he was told that. They sent him in to live amongst the Goyim. Even though he didn't leave Eretz Yehuda yet, Yoda, he knew he was going to have to leave Eretz Yehuda. It can't be that he's going to remain in Eretz Yehuda v'Yisrael. We got mitzorich loy lotzeis. He's going to have to leave kishaholach el ochish. Now that seems to read to me that he's going to have to leave Eretz Yehuda v'Yisrael. It would seem to me he's going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Ochish. Melach gas. The gamkein holach lemitzvah moyav. It would seem to me that Plishtim is in Chutz Laaretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Radak would seem to indicate. Now there's a problem. We said he went to Tziklag. Tziklag eventually is going to be Malchay Yehuda. So, you know, what is this? Is it Eretz Yisrael or is it not Eretz Yisrael?
Seems like it's not. But.
Seems like it's not. So we think you would like to state here, Miss Goldschmidt, correct? I forget your first name.
Ruthie.
You would like to state it, Ruthie, is it? Mm-hmm. You would like to state here that that this is in Eretz Yisrael. We meant it's in Chuzor.
It's in
Chuzor. What is your feeling?
They're even living there.
Huh?
Why are those Yidden living there?
There's no Yidden. He didn't go to any Yidden.
No, there were Yidden where he went.
Nope. There were no Yidden there. He took 600 Yidden with him. There were no Yidden, only Goyim. He went to Tziklag. Eventually, Tziklag was going to belong to Malchi Yehuda, but not yet. Right now, only Goyim.
Why did he think that he was fighting against the Jews?
Because he went out to skirmishes that were near Tziklag, maybe. That's what we said last week. We didn't know. Correct. Okay, so now, you are right. You're right. What is really happening here with this whole parsha? So, I'd like you to ask you to open up the Chumash. Okay, I was working a lot. I'm trying to figure out what is going. Now, the Radak seems to indicate clearly it's Chutz Laaretz. It's nothing to say. The Radak says he's going out of Eretz Yehuda to Yisrael, and he compares it to going to Mitzvah Moav. Okay, let's go to first place in Chumash. The first place in Chumash to look is in Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos. Whoever finds a place for us, announce it to everybody else. Okay, we're going to Parshas Toldos, and we're going to be looking in Chof Vov Aleph, 26:1. 26:1.
It's
128. 128. Vehi Rav Ba'aretz. Was a Rav Ba'aretz. Uvad a Rav Arisho. Uvada Rav Arisho, Shehoyim Me Avram, Veilach Yitzchak Al Avimelech, Melech Plishtim Gerora. There was a Rav in the land. Uvada the Rav Arisho, Shehoyim Me Avram, Veilach Yitzchak Al Avimelech. Yitzchak went to Avimelech, Melech Plishtim Gerora. There was a hunger in the time of Yitzchak. Right? Besides the hunger that there was in the time of Avram, there was now a hunger in the time of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak went to Abimelech, the king of Plishtim Gerora. Right? Take a look at Rashi. Oh, look, read the Chumash, one more pasuk. Ve'yera ilov Hashem mayim alterid mitzrayim eshchein v'aretz asher amar elecho. Zok Rashi. Alterid mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't go down to mitzrayim. Shehoya daito l'redes of mitzrayim. His das was to go to mitzrayim. K'moishi Yored Aviv, like his father went to Mitzrayim, Bimei Harov. Amalei Al Teirid Mitzrayim, don't go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Sha'ato L'tzmima Ve'chutz Laaretz Kedai L'cha. And Chutz Laaretz is not Kedai for you. What do you see from this Rashi?
That's in Chutz Laaretz.
What's in Chutz Laaretz?
Plishtim.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely incorrect. What do you see? Say it again. Alter Mitzrayim.
That's like, I don't know.
No, no, you do know.
Abimael.
He told him not to go down to Mitzrayim. Why not? Why was Yitzchak not allowed to go down to Mitzrayim when there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael? Because Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
He's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So what did he do instead, Yitzchak?
Oh, he went to Abimelech.
Abimelech. Where's Abimelech?
In Plishtim.
In Plishtim. Where's Plishtim? Eretz Yisrael. Seems to be a pretty clear raya that it's in Eretz Yisrael. I'll bring you another raya. Go back to Parshas Vayera. And it says in Chof, Pasuk Aleph. What page? In Chof, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayisa Misham Avram. Avram left the area after the whole Maisa of Loit Ubenoisav. And he went Arza HaNegev. He went south. Vayesha Ben Kodesh Ben Shur. Vayoga Begror. And he lives in Gror. But what is Gror? Gror, what we just mentioned here. That's where Yitzchak went eventually, right? Now, Avram Avinu left Eretz Yisrael only one time after he got into Eretz Yisrael. And that's after there was the hunger. He went down to Mitzrayim. This time he didn't go down to Mitzrayim. When he decided to move away, right, he went to where?
Gror.
Gror, which is Eretz. Christian. And he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. How do I know he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael? Because it never says he left Eretz Yisrael except when he went, as I said before, for the Rav, when he went down to Mitzrayim. Seems to indicate that Plishtim is in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so far so good. Okay, now turn to Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is a very, very difficult Rashi. Memches Pasuk Zayin. Look at the pasuk first. Bani bevoi mi padan. Yaakov is talking to his son Yosef. Tell me when you have it. 48:7.
270.
Always 2 pages
off.
Bani bevoi mi padan. I travel from Padan. Meisalai Rachel. He's telling his son Yosef, when I travel from Padan, Rachel died. Eretz Kanan. Baderech. And I buried her there. Bederach. Efras, he Beis Lechem. You ever been to Kever Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Beis Lechem, right? Is that in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
It is, huh? Look at Rashi. V'yekbere Hashem. V'lo holachtiho afilu l'Beis Lechem. I didn't even take her to Beis Lechem. Lachni soli Eretz. I didn't take it to Beis Lechem to bring her into Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Did he take it to Eretz Yisrael or didn't he take it to Eretz Yisrael? Is Beis Lechem in Eretz Yisrael or not? What are you telling me? Beis Lechem is where?
It seems like it is.
It seems like it is. What's that?
Oh, he brought her into Beis Lechem, but not into Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know. I thought you just told me that Beis Lechem is Eretz Yisrael. Very difficult, Rashi. Very difficult, Rashi. Says the Ramban. V'chiba chutz l'aretz nikbura. What is Rashi talking about? He buried her in chutz l'aretz. V'yoy v'kroksiv v'yaretz kenan. Two bomb kashas by the Ramban. Here we have a problem. There is the geography of Eretz Yisrael, and there is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. This is the Chassam Sofer talking now. Well, here is the idea. Afal pi Eretz Yisrael muchzekes lios lonu l'nachlo me'avoseinu. Even though Eretz Yisrael is a mugzik to be a nachlo me'avoseinu from our fathers, avoleinenu mekudeshes, but it does not have kedusha. I'm reading you the words of some sefer. Eretz Yisrael does not have kedusha achi kitsho Yeshua ben Nun ayidei kibush, until Yeshua ben Nun captured it through conquering Agidei Kibush. Until that time, it's not Mekudeshes. Because Man Shalon is Kadsha, and as long as it does not attain this level of Kedusha, Im Ki Chashuva V'Toyva Yoyse Me'eretz Mitzrayim, even though it's better than Eretz Mitzrayim, Shari Arotzois, Kizeh Shari Shemayim. Al Mikol Moko Im Din Chutz Loretz Yesh Lohi. It has a din of Chutz Loretz. Has a din of Chutz Loretz. Levad mi Maris HaMachpelo, except for the Maris HaMachpelo. Why? Why is Maris HaMachpelo different? Because Avram Avinu bought it. And when a Jew bought it, he turned it into the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov bought the Mokum for the Mizbeach and Shechem. He turned it into Eretz Yisrael. Who did Nami, Hoyamachnis Nachal, Rochel, if he would have brought Rochel into the city of Beis Lechem and bought the Keber, he would have turned it into Eretz Yisrael. But now, that he buried her in a field, in a place that was Hefker, it never attained the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Until Yeshua ben Nun captured it. Abu Ad Oz, he be Eretz Kenan. It's in Eretz Kenan geographically, but it did not have Eretz Yisrael din to it. And that's the pshat in Rashi. I have a question for the Chassam Sofer. You hear what the Chassam Sofer is saying?
Yeah.
There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's geographic Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. I have a question for Chassam Sofer. From Sefer was the Gadol Ador. The Goyin Ador. Chassam Sofer. Nothing more to say. The Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Chassam Sofer. You are explaining that Rashi is of the opinion that nothing attained the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael until Yeshua ben Nun conquered it. Is that correct? Could you please explain to me why did Yitzchak not have the ability to leave Eretz Yisrael if it didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Why did Hashem say to Yitzchak, you are an Ola Tamima, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael because you're an Ola Tamima, ain't Kedai? What do you mean? I thought it's not Eretz Yisrael. I thought Rashi says that she was not born, she was not buried in Eretz Yisrael because they never conquered it. They never bought it. Never paid for it. It's Hefker. Rochel Imenu did not attain the milah of being buried in Eretz Yisrael until Yeshua ben Nun conquered it. So why couldn't Yitzchak leave?
Maybe the land needed the Kedusha, part of it from
Avram. You could say whatever you would like. That's a very nice shot. Maybe the land needed that. That's very nice words. But I'm asking you a question. Why couldn't Yitzchak leave? It didn't attain the level of Eretz Yisrael yet. Why couldn't Yitzchak leave? Why couldn't Yitzchak leave? It didn't attain the level of Eretz Yisrael. Oy, 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 oy. What's the answer? Where are we going here? What's happening here? What's happening here? What is happening here? What an unbelievable issue. Could we look at the last pasuk in Parshas Vayetze? Last pasuk in Parshas Vayetze says... Yaakov Avinu is leaving... Yaakov Avinu is going to come home. Yaakov Avinu, what happens? What happened to Yaakov Avinu? Says about Yaakov Avinu, "Vayyema Yaakov Sharon Machan Elkim Zeva Yikushem Avokamu Machanoyim." What does it say, Machanoyim and Rashi? There were two camps. Shtei Machanoy Shel Chutz Loretz. There were two camps of Malachim. One was in Chutz Loretz, Shebohi Moad Kad, Shebohi Shel, Shebohi Lekroso. Shebohi Lekroso. Rabban says to Rashi, I don't understand what you mean. How could there be two groups of Malachim, one in Chutz Loretz, one in Eretz Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu was far from Eretz Yisrael. He hadn't gone into Eretz Yisrael yet. What does it mean there were two machanes, one in Chutz Laaretz and one in Eretz Yisrael? Wow. Wow. Such difficulties here. What's going on? Is this Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban says to Rashi, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not true. There weren't two machanes here, one from Chutz Laaretz, one from Eretz Yisrael. He was nowhere near Eretz Yisrael yet. There's a sefer called Tzitz Eliezer, written by Rav Oldenburg, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim who died within the last 10 years. He wrote more than 20 volumes of Shalos and Tshuvos. More than 20 volumes of Shalos and Tshuvos. And he says like this, Adayim lo yigil yaretz yisrael, the Ramban says to Rashi, Rak b'gvul amanu moyev yedayim. What does that do with Eretz Yisrael? So the Chassam Sefer, the same person I just mentioned, says another pshat. And you know what he says? Unbelievable chiddush. Mashahisav tochel yosed lavoi lichlo gam gimel artzos eila bekudushes Eretz Yisrael. In the future, these three lands will be included in Eretz Yisrael, as Avraham Avinu was promised by HaKadosh Baruch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promised to Avraham Avinu, says the Chassam Sefer, to be yosav tochel yisarakli ala yosed lavoi. You want to say an incredible pshat? The Ovois and the Shvatim attained the level, excuse me, of living in the future, even when they were living in the present. And therefore, when they traversed the land of Eretz Yisrael, for them there was incredible Kedusha. For them there was incredible Kedusha. Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden. Is that part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Huh?
They would say yes.
Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden is a part of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Or Sameach. Listen to this Or Sameach. This is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara asks in Satan, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, you know why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? Having mitzvahs. There were many mitzvahs. And he can't be mekayim them only in Eretz Yisrael. He was standing in Eber HaYarden. So ask the Or Sameach, why did he say Harbi mitzvahs? What do you mean Harbi mitzvahs? You know why he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because of the mitzvah called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What do you got to give me all the other mitzvahs for? You know what the answer is? Unbelievable. Because when B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were already in Eber HaYarden, which they were when Moshe Rabbeinu died, you think they weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? They were Mekayim the mitzvah when they got that land. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu want? He wanted other mitzvahs, but you could only be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael proper. So once again, you see, when they captured it, it became Eretz Yisrael. They didn't capture it, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. So what is going on here? What is going on here, Lamaisa? I would like to say the following, and I think this is what's happening, perhaps, and unfortunately, and I say it with a capital U, I have not found anybody talking about it here yet. What does this Radak mean? David HaMelech said, Lech Avod Elohim Acherim, they're going to send me out of Chutzah, they're going to send me out of Chutzah, they're going to go to Chutzah. So where am I? Yeah, no. The answer, I believe, is that the land of Plishtim and Tziklag and Gass was in Eretz Yisrael. Geographically, it was in Eretz Yisrael. Who was living there? In Plishtim? In Tziklag? Who was living there? Goyim. Goyim. Was it captured yet by Yeshua? No. Hundreds of years since Yeshua died, they never took Eretz Plishtim yet. One day they did take Tziklag, and that Tziklag belonged to Malchut Yehuda because it was in the part that belonged to Yehuda. Because the land of Plishtim geographically is in Eretz Yisrael. But David HaMelech said, if Yeshua didn't capture it, this is my conjecture right now, I'm saying perhaps. David HaMelech said that if Yeshua didn't capture it, nobody else captured it yet, and the grave had been living there since time immemorial, it does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, David HaMelech said, I'm going to leave it and go live there. It's Lech Avoid Elohim Acherim. That's what David HaMelech was saying. And Dovid HaMelech was afraid. You're going to send me to a place that does not have the Kedusha. You want to know geographically, is it Eretz Yisrael? Yes, geographically it's Eretz Yisrael. You want to know if it has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Lech avoid Elohim Achayim. What an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. Says Rosh Huav Zatzal. One more pasuk. Says Rosh Huav Zatzal. Please turn to Chayisara. Chav Gimel Beis. Chav Gimel Beis. Chav Gimel Beis. Ask Rosh Huav Akasha. 23:2 in Chayisara. You have it. Vatamasara B'kiryas Abba Hichevroin B'eretz Kenan. See that? Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, which is Hebron, which is in Eretz Canaan. Ask Rosh Huav Akasha, what do you got to tell me it's in Eretz Canaan? Doesn't everybody know that Hebron is in Eretz Canaan? Ulai, Shavram Avinu l'Ratzel l'Kaivra b'Yeretz Ha'amim, l'Tiha l'Ratzel l'Knois Achuzas Kevah, k'day sh'achar ha'kinyin t'yat t'kumul ha'asod al-halas m'b'chines Eretz Canaan l'b'chines Eretz Yisrael. David, Avram Avinu didn't want to bury Sarah in Eretz Canaan, he wanted to bury her in Eretz Yisrael. See, if he bought the land, it would be owned by a Jew, it would be analogous to conquering it, and therefore the Kedusha would be good, and that's why it says at the end, there was a Takuma, a Yokum, the land went up spiritually, until now it was Eretz Canaan, now it became Eretz Yisrael. Says Roshav, Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef HaTzadik, we saw this pasuk. Ani bevoid mi padero meisal ayrochov. Yeretz Kenan bederech Efros. And Rashi says, Lachniso la'aretz. And the Ramban argues on Rashi and says, what are you talking about? That was Eretz Yisrael. Says Rosh Huav, Leikana makam kfuroso la'achuzo like the Chassam Sofer. He never bought it. He never bought it to make it into Eretz Yisrael. He never bought it to make it into Eretz Yisrael. So Avram Avinu bought the land for Sarah. He made Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu never bought the land. He didn't make it Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it says Eretz Canaan. By Rachel. By Sarah it says Eretz Canaan because then it got switched to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want it to be Eretz Canaan. Now let's take a look in by Yishlach. Lamed Hei. Pasik Chof. Yishlach Lamed Hey, Pasik Chof. The Pasik says, Yatsev Yaakov Matseva al Kuroso, he Matseves Kivuras Rochel ad Hayoim. Look at this Pasik, please. It's unbelievable, the Torah. Unbelievable! The Torah is unbelievable! Oh, it's unbelievable what it's supposed to learn Torah. I can't stop thanking you enough. But Tomah, last week's Parsha, you got it? Lamed hey chof. Vayatzev Yaakov matzeva al kvuraso. Yaakov put a matzeva on the kever of who? On the kever of his wife Rachel Imenu. He matzeves. This is the matzeves. Kevuras Rachel ad hayoyim. Ask Rav Schwab Zatzal. I love it. Did you ever see Rav Schwab? Oh, I had the schus to speak to Rav Schwab so many times. What a schus to my life. Dr. Schwab, he matzeves kevuras Rachel. It should say he matzeves kever Rachel, not kevuras Rachel. Why doesn't it say kever Rachel? Why does it say kevuras Rachel? You know what Schwab answers? Oi! Kiss the sefer. Dr. Schwab, masha nema kevuras, loy nema kever. Rachel, why does it say kever Rachel? Yesh loymar. Lefi shayakov v'derech. For hoya karka hefker beli bailim, rohoya loy Yaakov b'milik nois achuzas kever l'rochel, he could not purchase it. Chen ksiv kivuras lahoros to teach us al moko and peulas akvura. This was the place where she was buried. Beloy kever, but it's not her kever. Hamirish amokum hu achuzas akover shom. It didn't turn into her land, his land, that it should become Eretz Yisrael. Is it a burial plot? Yes, it's Kuras. Is it the kever of Rachel? Not yet. Until Yeshua captured it. You see what's going on here? So I would like to say, therefore, once again, that the Plishtim lived in the land. And because they lived there, we were never sent out of it. It is geographically Eretz Yisrael, Fashtetza, because the Torah said the borders of Eretz Yisrael go to the Mediterranean. And anything till the Mediterranean, and it was north of Kadesh Barnea, north of Beersheba, north of Beersheba. That's Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael did not attain yet. And Mamela, David HaMelech said, according to Radak, Lechavoy to Limacherim, I'm going to Chutzlar. So Rashi really says the same thing, he just doesn't call it Chutzlar. But Lechaira, that's what he's referring to, because Rashi says in Chavvav, he's going to go to Chutzlar. And when does he end up going? He also ends up going to Gas. And Tziklag. Eventually, Tziklag became the city of Malchut Yehuda. But as of yet, it was not captured. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm not sure that when Yaakov Avinu took the plot of Hefker, why he wasn't claiming it. I'm not sure. In Choshen Mishpat, that should have been a kinyan from Hefker. I'm not sure. But now, Yitzchak Avinu, what happened? Yitzchak Avinu, either since he was the of Yitzchak Avinu, he was living in the future, Mamela, he was infused with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, even before it was captured. Or Yitzchak Avinu couldn't leave geographically Eretz Yisrael either. Even that much he couldn't do. Because everybody admits that geographically there's still a Mila. It may not have the Kedusha, the full-blown Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael until we capture it, but a Mila of the Zicharis. It might be called Eretz Canaan and not Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but better than Mitzrayim, it's Zicharis. It's Zicharis. Today we have one Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Had a kasha. What does it mean? I worked on this for, I don't know, 2 weeks. I'm trying to figure out what's going on over here. I called a bunch of people. I couldn't get any help. Then I started thinking, I got a little siyata d'shmaya, but I still haven't found anybody who directs us back to this. I'd love to find somebody who directs us back to this. I would love to find somebody. I want to end by telling you, I found the Reb David Cohen. I have a horror written down on the side of my Navi. And I found the Reb David Cohen in one of his many svarim. Reb Cohen Shlita says that when Rashi says, look at the Rashi now. Rashi says, Lech Avoid Elohim Acherim in Shmuel, Aleph, Chavo, Potsa Gites, which we read earlier, Lech Avoid Elohim Acherim, Hayotze Merit, Yeshua, Lechutzorit, Vizman HaBayis, Kiilu Oibet Avoidis Galilum. And I have written down on the side of my Rashi, is it only Vizman is the base of Megdosh? The Gemara is mashma anytime you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Eretz. Dr. David Cohen, guess what he says? Kain have b'mikros gedolos. And the one you have, it says b'zman habayis. And you're right. You said in your Rashi, that's the print in the mikros gedolos. However, says Dr. David Cohen, ubitfusa macherim in other printings, it doesn't say Beis HaMikdash. You know why? It doesn't say b'zman habayis. Well, Kenira, that these words, that if you leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Eretz, was man of the bias. Hosifu milum elu mitam ha-censors. They put these words in for the censors. Therefore, people will think, the Jews just meant it was bad to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Eretz when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when they had their temple. But nowadays, it's not so bad. Many things were added for the censors and taken away for the censors. Rabbi Cohen, that's the terrace for what I have written down the side of my Sefer Shmuel, that's the same thing. Unbelievable. I'm thanking you all for coming. I can't thank you enough for allowing me to give shir. Unbelievable. Next week, Bez Hashem Yisborach, on the first night of Hanukkah, I hope to give shir Binyanei Hanukkah. Binyanei
Hanukkah.
The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in its full-blown power is totally on Klal Yisrael capturing it. We elevate it. And until we elevate it, Avada, as the Chassam Sofer says, Avada, it has a Mila. But it doesn't have the full-blown Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's right, I'll give it to you. But until he gave it to him, now the Mavais was a little different. That's what he wants to say. The Chassam Sofer, the Kedusha, there's all a bunch of Kedusha going on over here. It's a Pella de Gazach. What Eretz Yisrael is about. Unbelievable. Milas and milas and milas.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we're stopping here. Thank you again. Call to a Rabbi Isai.
Unbelievable.